This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. If you have flown in or out of Newark Liberty in the last few days, you already know, right? Oh, it's been a mess out there. We told you last week how a combination of things have led to delays and cancellations, and guess what? It's still going on. And on top of all else, we had a ground stop this morning due to bad weather. Aye, aye, aye. And so the slowdown, the stop down, the meltdown, the get down at Newark Liberty is where we'll begin our news on this Monday afternoon. And no, you're not dreaming. This is the airport which got top billing as the world's best new airport terminal just a year ago. Amanda Alexander leading the broadcast on this Monday.
It's the last two words you want to hear before your flight, delayed or canceled. Jen and her daughter are trying to get back to Canada.
How many times have you been canceled?
Twice. They were supposed to leave 3 days ago.
I just checked out from my hotel and I take all my luggages and I found I'm canceled and I have to go back to my original hotel and I booked another night and it was my own expense.
She says she's not even waiting around for reimbursements at this point, but oh, they'll hear from her via email when she gets home.
It's a waste of time and my daughter, she can't go to school for tomorrow.
Her daughter wasn't too fazed about that one. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
Oh, the kid is going hallelujah, but the grown-ups trying to get somewhere are going, what in the world? We're talking more than 500 flights that were impacted yesterday. Chuck Schumer says, fancy new airport or not, we still have old technology guiding the ship, and it's just not working.
We have ATC folks giving warnings. We have a 1990 technology being used in 2025. And we have safety issues, plain and simple. So today, I'm demanding a full Inspector General investigation as to what went on.
Governor Phil Murphy calls it unacceptable, and people are going, okay, so it's unacceptable, and Chuck Schumer wants a probe, but at the end of the day, is anybody going to get me home to Iowa or back over to L.A.? Some officials beginning to wonder if the airport will be able to handle the high volume of flights in the summer months ahead. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll keep you posted. A year since the first city bike charging docks were installed, New York expecting the number of bike share charging hubs trying to keep up with the growing demand for electric cycles to expand. City transportation boss Giannis Rodriguez is expanding the network of charging stations will give people better access to fully charged bikes and fewer delays, faster service. He says the demand for city bike e-bikes has never been higher. And the DOT is proud to deliver new infrastructure that meets that need. Starting soon, Lyft will electrify 13 additional city bike dock locations, 3 in Brooklyn, 10 in the city. The bulk of the batteries are charged in a warehouse and installed by hand by techs who travel throughout the 5 boroughs in vans. You've seen them. So in addition to removing the need for extra van trips, dock-based charging allows bikes to charge on demand, meaning less downtime for the rental cycles. Mayor Adams with more eye-opening news for New Yorkers today, this time launching a new initiative to help city workers wipe out their existing student loans. That's about 100,000 people. He says public servants wake up early and stay late to keep our city running, but too many of them are struggling under the weight of student loan debt. So he's working with a group that'll get public service debt canceled, he says.
We are partnering with leading student loan forgiveness service, the organization called Summer, to offer counseling, online resources, and valuable tools to help public servants enroll in the program and get their debt forgiven once and for all.
Student loan debt among city public servants is about $360 million. And this, as the federal government resumed collecting defaulted student loan payments from millions of folks. This is the first time they've done that collection, that is, since the pandemic. The Trump administration says it'll go after people's tax refunds, paychecks, and government benefits to collect. On Long Island, they are attributing marijuana use as the driving force behind so many emergency room visits. Newsday did a study which says thousands of folks end up in the ER at hospitals on Long Island each year for marijuana-related problems that include psychosis, nausea, and severe stomach pain. Experts say it underscores the widespread ignorance about the drug's potential dangers. Sadly enough, they say a small but worrisome number of cases involve young children who find gummies and other products that look like candy and unknowingly munch it up. They say young people ages 15 to 19 have by far the highest rate of emergency department visits. Cases of cannabis poisoning statewide tripled between 2016 and 2022. Listen to the numbers. From 931 cases to 2,875. We have got to do better, folks, especially for the kids. City officials say the repair job on a leaky aqueduct might take a few more years to complete now. It's a $2 billion job to fix a massive water leak at a tunnel that supplies about half the water in this town. It was already paused recently due to drought conditions, but the Department of Environmental Protection says a section of the Delaware Aqueduct, a section of it north of the city at least, will need to be temporarily shut down. They say it's leaking up to 35 million gallons per day. I thought it was a typo, but no, 35 million gallons a day. All underneath the Hudson, the planned 8-month shutdown will let workers hook up a bypass tunnel that's been built under the water. City officials announced a shutdown last fall, trying to time it to a period when water demands were at their lowest. But doggone it, the work was paused due to a drought warning and low levels in the city's other reservoirs. Oh, it's always something. Bottom line, they don't think this thing will be finished until sometime in 2027. And they're picking a jury today as the trial for Diddy begins in Manhattan. Given all the publicity about the hip-hop entrepreneur whose wildly successful career came to a screeching halt in the wake of these allegations, finding jurors could turn out to be a needle in a haystack.
Jurors have been asked how much they know about the racketeering and sex trafficking case against Sean Diddy Combs. One woman, a 30-year-old Catholic school teacher, said she was aware of the case and liked to post on Instagram. It was a comedian joking about baby oil. She told the judge, "I thought it was pretty funny." Combs faces federal charges, accused of using his music empire to transport women for prostitution and hold marathon orgies that he videotaped. He called them freak-offs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, the looky-loos say the jury selection could last longer than the trial itself. Everybody knows about this case. 1010 Winds will follow along, of course, and we'll keep you posted on what happens each day.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.